Shed blood which cleanses us from all sins and all unrighteousness. We pray, Lord, that the Holy Ghost will have his way, Lord, and we pray, Lord, for those that would listen in at a later date, perhaps those that's not saved. We pray that the Holy Ghost will convict the hearts of sin and lead men and women in grant repentance. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. We pray, Lord God, that you will just bless our time of fellowship together. Bless each one in their cars this morning. We pray, Lord Jesus Christ, that you'll minister to each one, Lord, even as we're gathered here. In the precious name of Jesus Christ we pray. And Lord, we just ask you now, Lord, that you'll help us with this singing and praise and worship. Help the speaker as he comes and opens up your word and give him boldness to preach thy word this morning. In the precious name of Jesus Christ. Lord, again we are mindful this morning of our loved ones at home, Lord, this morning that couldn't be here because of sickness or any other condition. Maybe backslidden, Lord, maybe feeling condemned. Lord, maybe just listening to the lies of the enemy. Lord, we rebuke lies, every lying vanity this morning in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Your word says that the devil is a thief. He comes to kill, to steal and to destroy. But Jesus said, I am come that you might have life and that you may have it more abundantly. Lord, we pray for that abundant life to be manifest in our homes this morning and today and every day in Jesus Christ's name we pray. Lord, you are the fountain and the tree of life. You are the bread of life, Lord, and without you there is no life. We pray, Lord God, that you'll manifest yourself in us and through us. In the precious name of Jesus Christ we pray, giving God all the glory. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Well, welcome you again to service. And if you are wanting to tune in at 108 FM. Sing a little chorus, we're gathering together onto him.
We are gathering together onto him. We are gathering together onto him. Onto his child, the gathering of the people. We are
thank you.
750, we have heard a joyful sound. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Spread the gladness all around. Jesus saves, Jesus saves.
Oh, we have heard a joyful sound.
Forth because of the fasting and the praying. I want to tell Jesus brings you victory. And when you fast and pray, there'll be no delay. I'll say that again. When you fast and pray, there is no delay. There's no delay with Jesus coming on the scene. You're not defeated this morning. You're not a dead man walking. You're alive. Christ is in you. The hope of glory. Like so many people across this little land this morning, we hear so many things about COVID. We hear so many things about the virus. But I want to tell you this morning, whether you know or whether you don't, the greatest virus of all is sin. And sin was conquered at a place called Calvary, where Jesus took it and it was nailed to the cross. And he remembers your sin no more to you. Isn't that wonderful? Amen. You know, the word of God, a vaccine. And they say it's not 100%. Well, I want to tell you about a vaccine this morning. The vaccine of the blood of Jesus. Amen. And it's beyond 100%. And if you don't believe it, it's not for you. But when you do, it's life. Everlasting life. I want to just open the scriptures this morning and tell you about something that was a promise made of God. God makes promises. Forget about yourself this morning and concentrate on the one that gives you life. Jesus, the life giver. In him is no death. In him is no turning. The devil wants to come and bring death, destruction, and desolation to your house. But God wants to bring you life. I heard of a friend of mine recently, a brother Mark Taylor, who got a touch from the Lord. And the Lord is continuing to touch him because of faith and belief in the risen Christ. And because of fasting and praying, God can't say things unto you and then go back on what he has said to you. If God tells you to fast and pray, then if you fast and pray, God has to do what he said, or he would not be God. But he is God. And you only breathe this morning because of God. You can make a man this morning, have the head, the heart, and all the bits and pieces, and even the blood. That man will not live. He needs the offer of life to move in there. The offer of life is Jesus. In him is the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Amen. It dwells in him. I want to just get to a scripture this morning. Because I'm glad. I'm glad. I'm excited this morning. I'm excited this morning. Because I remember going on a holiday once. And I was excited to get onto the plane. To go to where I wanted to go because I had a joy in me. I was excited because I wanted to get to the place that I wanted to go to. I went to a bull rodeo in Canada. Maybe not for everybody. I enjoyed it. It was something I hadn't seen before. I was excited. But one day I'm going to go to a greater place. And there's going to be a king and he's going to give me... It's going to be better than first class. It's going to be better than business class. He's going to carry me up out of this here place. And he's going to take me to a place that he has prepared for me. That is not my words, friend. That's God's word. I want to say to you this morning, fear not. I want to tell you not to be dismayed. If you can believe it this morning and eat this morning, it'll do you good. I want to turn to the scriptures just quickly. I have a couple of scriptures this morning. And one's in Matthew 6, verse 33. A lot of people know these scriptures. Matthew 6, verse 33. And it's not a simple scripture. It's a powerful scripture. There is no words in the Bible that are simple. That's too small a word. They're all powerful. And they all have life. The very words you speak to your friend, brother or sister, them words have life. Like I brother spoke last week, you can't look at the whale's belly. When you look at the symptoms, you'll have the smell, the stench, and the feel of the symptoms. When you look at the God that is over the symptoms, and the God that will deliver you from the symptoms, then you shall have the life that is over the symptoms. What came first? The symptoms or the God that is over the symptoms? Amen. We're going to read Matthew 6 verse 33. Amen. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Isn't that amazing that it says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness? His righteousness. Why does the Bible say his righteousness? Because maybe at one time I failed God. Maybe you did. But I'll talk about myself. Many a time I get drunk, ashamed of myself. Many a time when I was believing as well, I was drunk. But I wanted God that I'd get drunk again. But drunk spiritually, with the Holy Ghost and fire. There's a lot of hypocrites going about today, and Pharisees. And if you told a Pharisee this morning that they were coming to hear about Jesus, they would laugh you to scorn. Just like they did with Jesus when he went into the house, and the little girl rose from the dead. There's rising from the dead when we meet Jesus. There's rising from your old life when you meet Jesus. Can a man conform you? No. The Spirit of God has to come into this old flesh and take it over and then speak through this. Then that's how the people hear. He uses foolish men. And at one time in nature, he caused the birds to be quiet, every bird to be quiet. Just so at one time, an old rooster could crow. And after a man had followed Jesus, denied him thrice, that old crow, that old bird crowed. Aren't you glad this morning we're not at a funeral service today? Aren't you glad this morning of your face washed tonight here to meet the Lord? To hear from God? I think these scriptures are wonderful. We'll just bow our heads just quickly. Amen. God already has this thing in control. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we give you praise. I pray that your name would be lifted up in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that the Father may be glorified this morning. I pray, Lord, that you would let their will be done, Lord. Help me, Lord, be clear and be loud, Lord, for you. And Lord Jesus, help me get across what you have in my heart to say, Lord, because it's from you. And Lord, I give you honor and all the praise. And I know, Lord, that you'll meet this prayer today because you've met prayers. We thank you for saving people. We thank you for healing people. We continue to pray for those that need a touch, even my dad and all those people, Lord, that was on that video the other day. And Lord, for people that need salvation and families and homes. I pray as I've read, Lord, it's your righteousness. We're not relying on our own. And I thank you for that, Lord Jesus. And I know you'll do what you say you're going to do. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You know, it's wonderful. People are just here for a season. But they fear viruses. But God is eternal. He's the one that's eternal. Why fear a virus that most people can shake off? But rather, why not fear sin? Why not fear the one that can take the soul and damn it? People want to intoxicate themselves with the things of this world and run away from God. But this word says you'd not even be able to hide under a rock, cave, stone, run to the mountains. Run where you want to run. But the Spirit inside you, God will find you. But when you want to be found of God, you want to be found with his righteousness on you. Isn't that wonderful this morning? It sure is a set free certificate. The word can give you a certificate for a job that's not 100%. Man, if I had a dog and I took it to the vet and he said, I'm going to give it an injection, but it's not 100%. What happens if your dog dies on the way home? Is the vet responsible? Do you go back to the vet? The greatest vaccine, oh fearful people, is the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus Christ. Let's shout it from the rooftops. Oh, be careful, brother. Who's going to back you up with that statement? God will back me with that statement. Jesus the Christ will back me with it every time, because it's not mine. And we just read that it's not my righteousness. I remember you fighting. I remember you drinking. I remember you doing all these things. Oh, wow. Devil, it's been dismissed with the blood of Jesus. He's paid it in full. Imagine having a debt that you definitely can't pay. Do you lie tipped up at home with doom and gloom? Do you not leave the house? Do you get yourself in a sorrowful state? Do you let the devil cram you down? Look to Jesus. In this name there is life, in the name of Jesus. And there's power in the blood of Jesus. That's the greatest vaccine I ever had in my life. Whenever I said, Lord, come into this sinful man and make me a child of the King. And at that moment I was changed. Your spiritual man becomes more spiritual. When you humble yourself and come to Jesus, he can talk with you, he can walk with you. Let's not look to the situations, but look to the God that is over the situation. Do you want a word this morning from God? I'll give you a word this morning from God that's 100% sure. And it's for everybody in the car park. Everybody. Even the man speaking here, it's for me. It's for everyone. And that word is Isaiah 41 and verse 10. Maybe some people know it, but I'm going to read it because this is your promise. This is to everyone, them that's sleeping and them that's not. This is for you. I want to tell you, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am with thee. For I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Aren't you glad that God, with the right hand of his righteousness, Brother Jeff, is able to uphold you? See, we haven't got no righteousness of our own. We're filthy, lost as sure, if we didn't have the blood and we didn't have Christ. There's nothing nice about it. But there's something great about the word of Jesus. There's power. Jesus loves you this morning. He loves you. He died for you. I explained to a person recently, a young man asked me, he said he didn't believe about God and different things, and I didn't start to get into a scene with him. I'm just a man too, so I'm not going to start to, like, when I can see something, when you know a forest and you can see the forest, and someone just sees a couple of trees and they can't see the forest, don't panic. If you've ever been up a mountain and someone else has never been up it, they can't tell you what it's like at the top. They've never been to the top. But when you get to the top and you see what it's like at the top, you'll never want to be at the bottom again, will you? You'll want to be with the one that can take you to the top. And there's only one that can take you to the top this morning. Physically, spiritually, whatever way, and it's Jesus. Am I again vaccines this morning? No. What vaccine would I recommend for you this morning in this car park? The vaccine of the blood of Jesus. The greatest certificate. No, it says the promise of Jesus. Isn't it great to have a promise? You have something to shout about. Isn't it good to be able to crow about something worth crowing about? The media have no life for you this morning, friend. The media just wants to put more fear and fear. When are they coming out of a lockdown? The greatest coming out of a lockdown that I can read about in this scripture is when Paul and Silas were in the jail. Glory! There was a coming out of the lockdown there. Oh, they come out of the lockdown. What were they doing in the lockdown? Moping about. Were they moping about? God doesn't move. God doesn't do that today. If God was real, why is this happening? If God was real, why is that? They were singing praises unto the Lord. Hallelujah! They praised the Lord. You want to praise the Lord and you'll get the victory. Praise the Lord when you don't think you have the victory. Praise the Lord when you think you're no victory. Praise the Lord continually. Praise the Lord. Pray earnestly and steadfastly. Pray often. Pray always. Pray without ceasing. Fall not asleep with the devil's little poem. Fall not asleep this morning with the devil's rhyme in your ear. You have victory. Reach forward and eat of the tree of life. Eat of Jesus. You've made mistakes. Sure, I've made mistakes. But this is not about me. This is about the greatest thing that ever happened. The blood was shed on the cross of Calvary. And when the King of Kings stepped in, the glory maker, the life giver, and he said, it is finished. Hallelujah! And it is finished. Don't you want the country to be talking about it? What are they shouting about down there? We've got a shout in the camp this morning. And our shout is about Jesus Christ. That them that's ashamed in yellow, stand over there. Moses said, who's on the Lord's side? Stand here. Who's not, stand over there. Oh, God's a real good God. God is in control. God can slay you with a click of a finger. But God wants to set you free this morning. God wants to give you life. You know, if you've ever been to a boxing match, a football match, any sort of match, and after the match is over and you meet someone and you're dressed in pure black. Let's say your team's Liverpool. There's a few Liverpool supporters here. Poor critters, right? Let's say you support Liverpool. You leave the stadium and you head out on field with a black shirt on. And there's a few Arsenal men here too. Sorry about that, Matthew. Let's say you leave the Liverpool stadium or the Arsenal stadium and you're dressed in black. But everybody else is dressed in the kit. They're in the kit. They're in the uniform. Glory. You'll never walk alone. Hey, who's heard that song? When Jesus comes in your life, I can tell you, you will never walk alone. But that's not a Liverpool song, Brother Tommy. Jesus said you'll never walk alone. But if you come out of there dressed in black, and you're standing about like your face like you're going to be shot, or you think you're at a funeral service, or that you hadn't ate bread in months, not a bit of oil in your face, standing derelict with nothing in you. Why? Because you're not drinking of life. Who would come to you and say, you're a great supporter, brother? I see you have the kit on. You'll never walk alone. You have the kit on you. I heard you in the stands. Go on the pool. Go on the Arsenal, whatever the team was. I heard you in the stand. Do you think Jesus wants you to knock about like you're haunting houses? Do you think Jesus wants you to go about like you're going to die? You've got life. Toot your horn if you believe Jesus. Amen. Glory. Sometimes Jesus requires something to happen. And he'll move on the scene. Tooting your horn might be just an indication that you agree what's been said here, because it's the word of God. One time a man was asked to go and wash in a river, dipping that old Jordan 7 times. Mightn't have been much of a river, but he dipped in it 7 times. It wasn't the dipping in of the 7 times healed him on. It was the word that went forth that healed him on. And Jesus Christ is the word this morning. He loves you. He loves you. Women, sisters, and your car this morning, Jesus loves you more than your husband. He loves you more than your brothers and sisters. Husbands, men, boys, is here today. Jesus loves you more than your wife, your sister, or your parents. Jesus is the greatest love. If there's anything I can get across today, I want to tell you the battle belongs to the Lord. Hallelujah. Isn't it great that the battle belongs to the Lord? He made everything. See them little ponies moving along there this morning? Isn't God good? He gives life to everything. He's a life giver. Aren't you glad this morning for a life giver? Why are we not sad? Why are we glad? Oh, be careful, brother. Don't get excited. Well, I've got 4 children this morning. I'm going to be straight with you. There has to come a time in your life where you're ready to be loved and have love. And Jesus is the greatest lover. And he'll never let you down. And he'll put life in your flesh. But your spirit, it's like the electric coming in a room. When the Holy Spirit comes, it gives life to this old, rotten, down, decaying flesh. But I want to say, if you can believe God, like Joyce, even when he was 85, this word says he was strong. But he was strong because of God. Let no one despise your youth. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved. And with being saved and being washed in the blood, the greatest victory, you'll have a ball of victory. You'll have greater than a line of Coke. You'll have greater than Coca-Cola itself. You'll have greater than Buckfast. You'll have greater than vodka. Vodka's just an old Russian thing for lighting candles. The thing that lights my candle is the Holy Ghost and fire. Amen. And we want to be intoxicated with the wine from heaven. Hallelujah. Jesus is in control. You might say this morning, you're having a hard time. Be not dismayed. God says, fear thou not, sister, brother and sister. Let me say this morning, if I threw this bread to you, eat it. These are not my words. I didn't sit down to make this up. This is the words of a prophet. This is the words of a prophet, and this is the words of God. And he said, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Who wants strength this morning? Who wants strength this morning? I needed strength yesterday. I had a 14-pound sledge in my hand, putting in posts that a mini-digger struggled to put in. That is the truth. But I want to tell you, there's no struggle with Jesus. He puts power in you, physically and spiritually. Can you fight? Yes. But is your fight with a spear or a sledge or a gun or a bomb? No. Your fight belongs to the Lord. He will, and he is, and he can, and he's doing the fighting for you right now. The principalities and powers and spirits of the air and all wickedness is against you. If you're lying tipped up and you have no care for Jesus, the devil will think you're a great fella and leave and come round now and again to try and drop a big sickness on you. The devil loves sickness. The devil loves to bring something on you that you don't want to rejoice. The devil wants to keep you down. The enemy wants to keep you down, but sister did not come this morning. Jesus is the life giver. Jesus is the healer this morning, and every morning for that matter, and any morning for that matter. And while there is a morning, he's still a healer. And Christ died for the ungodly. And I was ungodly, and I was with a load of sin. But Jesus came within, and he came and he washed me. Not only did he wash me and set me free so that my head wouldn't be clogged with my past sin, he set me free. And he's also given me life, brother, that I can do without sleeping and live. I can eat of this word. Do you want strength? Don't go to buy protein. Do you want strength? Don't buy any of your fancy supplements. God said, I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Who needs help this morning? Who needs help this morning? If you'll raise your hand in your car this morning, I'm raising both of mine. I'm not even in a car. We all need help. The angel of the Lord is here this morning. Is that because I'm here? It's because God's here. God's here because you're here. And God wants to come and he wants to speak to you. He wants to give you life. He wants to give you it more abundantly. And Christ died. He shed his blood for you, for me. He loves you this morning. If you want help this morning, here it is. This is what God says. He says, I will help thee. He said, I will strengthen thee. I will help you, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Have you ever worked in a job and somebody wants to make you a right hand man? That means you're in the top dollar, 30 an hour. Take as long as you want for your lunch and your tea. Tell the boss you'll not bend no more if you take a notion. Because you're in control, you're that boy's right hand man. Imagine being God's right hand man. But here's the thing, Jesus Christ is the right hand man. Jesus Christ is the ultimate this morning. But I want to tell you, when you're in touch with the right hand man, you will have everything that's for you. Only believe. Let's not be malice, anger, bitter, talk. If someone wants to walk a mile in their bare feet for God, don't abuse them. Don't say, oh, that would never happen. You let them alone. If that's how they feel, I gladly do the mile with him in a pair of Asics training shoes with a good instep. But let me tell you, friend, I'm not making a mockery this morning. Jesus Christ, whenever they had him on the tree, didn't they try to put the vinegar and the gall in his mouth? Jesus didn't need a vaccine. Jesus Christ was the vaccine. His blood was sinless, spotless, eternal life-giving, power-giving, victory-giving. Whoa, take away anxiety, depression, oppression. That's the blood of Jesus. If your eardrums have the sense to hear this morning, hear this. I will strengthen thee. Aren't you glad for strength this morning? Yesterday when I went to put up that fence, there's always a situation. And the little diggers struggled. Man's little diggers. Man's little small 3-ton thing. I don't know, in the digger world I might be a 21 ton. Because that digger wasn't fit to put them things in. I got the old fashioned bar and I drove it in the ground and wind it round and stuck the posts in. And it done me good. I slept all last night. Never give any trouble to her sister Jenny all night. Slept like a child. But a child of the King. Are you a child of the King this morning? Are you a child of the King this morning? Isn't it great to be a child of the King? Because your mommy or your daddy or your uncle or your brother or your sister said so. No! Because Jesus washed you in his blood. If there's anyone listening here this morning, or here this morning, and you need Jesus. Well, I'll put that a bit clearer. If you haven't got Jesus, you do need Jesus. If you've got fear and dismay because of this virus, you do need Jesus. He will send a ministering angel on your behalf, just like he did in days before. And even at this time, there is angels in camp about round them that what? Fear the COVID? No, that fear the Lord. I want to encourage you this morning. I want to encourage you, Brother Yule, Brother Matthew, Jeff, every brother here, Sister Eileen, all the brothers and sisters here today, I want to encourage you. Keep praying. Keep fasting. Because prayer and fasting will move mountains. And how it'll move mountains is, it will increase your faith. Because the more you pray, you're praying to a living God, and he'll have to give you something. I'm just a man, but if my children ask for sweets on the way home, maybe shouldn't say this because they will now, I'll have to stop and get them a big bag of sweets. But when I say, Lord, help me this morning, I'm just an ignorant, unlearned fella, but I need you to come down and speak out of me. And I know you've made me in your image, because you said it in Genesis. He made man in his image. Male and female. Did everybody hear that? Is that not a new sound to your ears? Male and female. So there's two genders there this morning. Male and female. Is there any in between? No. Can you be saved unlost? No. Can you be lost unsaved? No. When you come to Jesus, it's simple. If you're in your car today and you're not saved, if you're listening this morning and you're not saved, I encourage you, in the Acts of the Apostles in the Bible, it come to pass in the last day that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Did I say it? No. God said it. Can he do it? Well, he did it for me. How do you know? I know that I know. Because I have abundant life within sight. Do I worry about the peer pressure of men? And people maybe that don't like the God I serve? I'm not worried. If you lived your 100 this morning, friend, and your people around you, your colleagues or whatever say, God's not real. What will that matter to you? What have you lost? But when you rise up out of a grave and after this, the judgment, you're going to be glad. Because he's going to know you then. He's going to say, there's that fella that got excited and praised me. He's not going to say, there's a Mulligan that couldn't praise me at all and I'd crow you to shout. You want to praise the Lord? God's mighty. He's made all sorts of people. I'm not here to judge what way you act. That's not one thing to do with me. I don't care if you come here this morning wearing a bonnet on your head, 2 foot tall. I don't care if your hair is down to your shoes. I don't care what you look like. Come to Jesus this morning. He's the one that forgives sin, not us. I don't want you to join a club where everybody all just, yes, walk on the side and what's white line, don't park on the yellows. Jesus gives forgiveness. Healing. Healing this morning is just for a season. I want you to hear that. Healing is just a temporary measure. I'll prove that. Salvation is not temporary. Salvation is eternal. Where is blind Bartimaeus this morning? Has anybody got him sitting in your car with you this morning? Has anybody brought blind Bartimaeus with them today? I know him. No, I don't see him about either today. Why is that? Because this word says 70. And the reason of health, he can get more. You get 50 or 200, I don't know. But I want to say to you this morning, healing is just for a temporary measure, but salvation is eternal. Salvation is an eternal measure. And is it the wonderful this morning, if you've got it, you've got something eternal that'll last longer than a vaccine. You'll be able to come out of your house. You'll not worry about this business here. Like you're coming to rob a bank. Two loaves there, boy, on a couple of tins of tuna. What did you say there? Two loaves there. I don't know what you're saying, but I whipped that mask off. What? Oh, that fella down in that wee church or that wee woman in that wee school gave me the virus. Oh, okay. Well, let's bring them people before the court that's give you this virus. Was the virus not dropped out on the lawn? Who in their life ever had influenza? Who in their life ever had the chicken pox? Ah, them chicken pox, but I'm not in the chicken pox. I'd rather have chicken soup. Out over the top of a load of potatoes and an orbit of chicken with it. You don't want chicken pox this morning. Just like you don't want the virus. How can you control yourself from taking these things? I know great people and many people, these things have failed on them. But has not God made a way to deliver you from these things? Hasn't he healed you and set you back on your feet? When I was a child, I learned how to walk. Did that mean I walked every day without falling? No. I fell. Look at this. Where am I? But I'm back up again. Amen. See? You're down. But just for a while. Just for a while. Your down season's not eternal. You're fixing to get up. You're fixing to get out the other side. Oh, there is no revival. There's no revival today. And that's your song. Of no revival, then may there be no revival for ye. But may God start a revival in your heart. May God run a revival in your life. Jesus passes by, and one man's healed. When the apostles laid their eyes steadfastly upon the man, and they said, his ankle bones immediately received strength because of the Spirit of God in them. And it came out over onto the people. God will use you as a vessel. Has God run out of oil this morning? No. He's running out of vessels to put the oil in. Hallelujah. God is a victory God. If he's on your side, don't fear the devil. Yes, the devil will attack. You're in a battle. But put on the helmet of salvation. The helmet of salvation. The one that keeps it. So put on Jesus. Jesus loves you this morning. I'm not shouting at you. I'm not telling you off. I've just been to a place where I support the greatest one that supports me. And I'm just shouting out to him this morning. Not as a fan, but as a child of the King. Not as a fan, but as a son of the living God. Sons and daughters of God. Because someone told you? No. Because this bread says it. This is an old box I have here. It says Crave. It's a chocolate cereal. Anybody ever had that? That's the cover of my Bible there. There's a lot of people run for that there. And they eat that. But they'll want more. I'm hoping to God that I'll crave. Crave what's inside this box here. And it's the Spirit of God. It's the Word of God. If you don't crave that, you're lost. If you don't crave that, you want to ask Jesus to make you crave it. You need help. If you're not born again this morning, you need to get born again. Can you do it? Yes. God will save you. Because God is in control. Listen, I want you to be blessed this morning. I'm going to return again to the chariot that I came in. And I want to thank God to give me the breath this morning. I don't want to forget what God has done. the testimonies we've heard this week. We'll continue to pray for my dad. Continue to pray for Mark Taylor also. That God will continue to use him. And pray for all these people and our sisters, friends, and all the people that you have on your mind to pray for continue. And the upcoming services. And I want to thank the pastor this morning for giving me an opportunity to speak for God. Because God is the one that needs to be lifted up. I want to thank Gary for his faithfulness of coming and singing and leading us in praise. God loves praise. His word says he inhabits the praises of his people. Is your praise your top lip hanging over your chin and your hands down there? Or is your praise a lifting up onto the King? A lifting of the hands that hang low. A lifting of the hands that will bring cheer and good cheer. And the one that controls time, he said, time will be no longer. Isn't that wonderful this morning? We serve a living God. I want to say God bless you this morning. And like I said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Am I the answer? No, I'm not. Jesus Christ is the answer. I want you to say this morning in your car where you're sitting, your situation that you have this morning, I want you to talk to the situation in the name of Jesus. And I want you to say to your situation this morning, or say it for someone, the battle belongs to the Lord. The battle belongs to the Lord. Because you don't have the physical nor the spiritual capacity to deal with it. Only God can. But God loves you. And listen, I want you to be encouraged this morning. Continue to eat of this, the bread of life. God bless our brother Gary, our brother Tom. Amen.
Praise the Lord. The Lord bless our brother Ian for the word of God. And God bless each and every one that's here this morning. And it is a great morning. It's good to be saved. It's good to have the blood of Jesus Christ. You know, there's so many things said about the virus for and against it. Billy Graham's son said if Jesus was here, he would take the virus. He would take the injection for the virus. Or he would promote the virus. Someone like that anyway. But I'm not here to say anything against Billy Graham's son or anything for him. I'm trusting in the Lord. And it's the Lord we're trusting in. Our brother said the truth. The best vaccines, the blood of Jesus Christ, is not right. The best vaccines, the blood of Jesus Christ. And I want to say this, Jesus needed no vaccine. The Lord did not need a vaccine. And when the Lord was here on earth, he never had one day of sickness. And death couldn't take him. Because death had no claim on the Lord. That's the difference in Christ than every other man. Every one of us, death has a claim on us. Because we're born sinners. But when you're speaking about the Lord Jesus, death had no claim on him. Sickness had no claim on him. But he willingly, because he loved us, entered into death, challenged it, and defeated it at Calvary. And the word of God says, by his stripes, we're healed. Thank God for the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. I want you to tune in again tonight. I'm going to be preaching tonight on medicine that's not found in a bottle. That's my title this evening. Medicine that's not found in a bottle. And I tell you, the Lord's that medicine. Pray for us as well. I've been preaching, believe it or not, next Wednesday in Pakistan. Now you say, Tom, how will you preach in Pakistan over the airwaves? And you know, I was telling the brothers this morning when it came, but this is just a quick testimony. And I know our time's gone. Just as I got back in the car this morning, I got a message from Pakistan. I prayed for a wee girl on Saturday night, Friday night. And the Lord healed her. and her sister sent me a message to say their sister's healed. And I want to tell you, Jesus Christ is a healer, every bit as much as a saviour. And there's no divine saviours, only Christ, and there's no divine healers, only the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to encourage you, and I want to thank Ian for the message this morning. Next Sunday morning, we'll have our elder, Brother John McKinstry, bringing the word of God. And then we're going to have a Brother Yule 1 week as well. And keep praying. I don't know how long this is going to go on. England's predicted a third wave. Germany's entered into one. Poland's entered into one. Waves of COVID and all these different things are happening. But we need to be looking to the coming of the Lord. Looking and fixed on Christ's return. Let's bow our heads this morning. Maybe you're here because you have a need. Maybe you've come here for prayer. No, the Holy Spirit knows everything about you sitting in them cars. And the Word of God is a discerner of the very thoughts and intents of the heart. Maybe you've come here specifically for prayer. And I want you to believe as I pray that God will touch you this morning. And then a brother's going to come and sing, and we're going to go, and we'll be tuned in again this evening live at 4:30. Tune in. You know, keep tuned in. Some people don't bother to tune in, but I would encourage you to keep listening to the Word of God. Keep tuned in. Whatever your need is, believe God now that God will meet your need. Father in heaven, we bow before you. In the name that's above every name, the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We want to thank you for your mercy. We want to thank you for your grace. And Father, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ that you bless every one of these vehicles. Lord, I pray specifically for the dear woman this morning. Lord, I ask you, I'll touch her and heal her right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. We pray for that man, Mark, that our brother Ian's mentioned. Lord, that you'll bring him the full strength and full health. And give him a revelation that you are a healer. Lord, that it's in your word that it is your will to heal. Father, give every one of us a revelation that you're a healer and a saviour. And a baptizer in the Holy Ghost. And a soon coming King. Touch my dad, Lord, in Jesus' name. For every man and woman in these vehicles that needs your touch, pray you'll touch them. Pray you'll heal those that need healed. Save those that need saved. In the name of Jesus Christ, bless the brother Ian. Strengthen him. Use him. You've made him a specific way for your purpose and for your plan. And we give you all the praise and all the glory. I pray, Lord, you'll help every one of us to be what you want us to be. Now, Lord, bless this gathering. Bless your brother Gary as he comes. As we acknowledge you and commit our ways to you, knowing that you will direct our paths. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Amen. God bless each one as brother Gary comes. God bless you.
Amen. Well, Lord bless you this afternoon, and just going to sing a chorus as we leave. That little chorus, Heaven Come Down, and Glory Filled My Soul, praise God. So don't forget to tune in this afternoon if you can, 4:30 on Facebook. And Lord willing, we'll see you between now and then. We'll see you next week. The Lord does come, praise God. Oh,